anyone tell me what self-esteem is? It's a concept commonly branded about and chucked around, talked about on a daily basis. One of the greatest searches, incidentally, in Google today, is how to overcome low self-esteem. There we go, some information for you. I can't remember the exact figures, but does anyone know what self-esteem is?
How you feel about yourself?
It is, absolutely. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. All right? Self-esteem is what you believe about yourself. And you see, how you feel about yourself is kind of determined by what you believe about yourself and what you think about yourself, what you think about who you are, what you think about where your life is in relation to where you want it to be. But it's the real, and it's right now, here in the present. Remember the timeline? You know, the past, we've got the future, and we've got the present. Well, you see, how you feel about yourself isn't about how you feel about yourself in the past, because your feelings right here today, if they're depression, this is right here in the present. So, you see, how this kind of works in life, I'll probably write a book about this as well in the future at some point, is where do our emotions and where do these feelings come from, this self-esteem, if you like. Okay, so we've got these outcomes in our life, but we're not all born with outcomes, because the day we're born, we don't just kind of pop out and, thanks for having me, Mum, Dad, good stroke, good job, awesome. No, we don't, because we can't speak. Learning to speak is a process called language acquisition, and it can take a number of years, and as some of you are probably, you know, already aware, I still haven't got that one right, have I? Okay, so, you know, it's a process. We don't come out of the womb knowing how to live, knowing how to just simply be. Well, you see, beliefs are kind of forged in the same sort of way. Okay, so we're born, we pop out, and you know, it's kind of just as well, isn't it, that you know that children don't learn the same way that adults do. If you think about it, okay, so babies, when they're learning to walk, they're learning to talk, these sorts of things, they'll be running around, you know, ga-ga, goo-goo, and they'll fall over and they'll skin their knees or they'll bang their head or something like that, and they'll sit there for 2 minutes, then they'll get it back up and then they'll run around all over the place again, ga-ga, goo-goo. But you see, you know, adults, you know, as fully grown adults, we'll kind of walk around, we'll fall over, we'll skin our knees, something like that, and we'll just stay down and we'll get depressed that we fell over. Oh, woe is me. Oh, how tough my life is, and all these sorts of things. But you see, by the time we're fully grown adults, our beliefs have had time to nurture, to evolve, to become what they currently are. Well, where do these beliefs come from? You see, there is a process. There is a process to how I believe we grow to believe. And it kind of goes something like this. So at some point in your life, you're going to have a thought. You're going to have a thought about something. And, you know, you're going to have a thought about this something, and this something's going to be an experience. Something that you experience, something that happens to you. And you see, experience in life is kind of the only thing that differentiates us all from each other. Our experience, yeah, we all look different, wear different clothes and all these kinds of things. But you see, the beliefs that we have stem from the experiences that we experience and the stories that we tell ourselves about these experiences. And the stories are kind of where it all begins, because okay, something happens to us, you know, we'll have an experience. Daddy dropped us on our head as a child, mummy never loved us enough, daddy loved us too much, mummy and daddy loved us too much, mummy and daddy didn't love us enough or at all, whatever. So we'll have an experience, generally in the early years as a parental experience, kind of like the elephant was pinned, was kind of tied to the peg and believed that it was weak and it was useless. Well, you see, with our parents, you know, sometimes, believe it or not, we have, you know, not all parents are responsible. So some parents are actually insecure, so they feel needs to control and manipulate their children. It happens sometimes. So you see, at a very, very young age, if a child's being controlled and manipulated or being told off or put down or told he's not good enough or told he's not this or told he's not that, he's having this experience. He's hearing these stories from other people. So you see, he's then going to internalize these stories and he's then going to tell himself a story about the story that he's being told. Now, as this happens, he's then going to have an emotion as a direct result of the story that he tells himself. So he tells himself a story and he either feels good about the story or he feels bad about the story. But it's not yet belief. It's just a story that he's telling about himself. Now, based upon the story that he's telling himself and based upon the emotion that he's now feeling, he's going to take an action. You know, this might be move forward in life with kind of passion and purpose, or hold back and, you know, be insecure and be too scared to take any risks or chances in life. Whatever. But you see, the actions that he takes is going to be based upon how he feels about himself. And how he feels about himself is going to be based about is going to be based upon the story that he is telling himself. And the same works the other way. You know, we'll have great experience. You know, I can remember a guy that I was very, very good friends with going back around about 10 to 15 years ago. And he was a glass collector. He was a glass collector in a local pub and pretty much on the verge of being an alcoholic. Now I joined the army at a very, very young age, as I kind of shared with you earlier on. And, you know, me and him used to get together when I'd come home and leave. And, you know, I used to tell him all my stories, all my war stories, where I'd been, what I'd been doing, all this kind of stuff. And he'd just sit there and say, oh, man, you've got such an awesome life. You know, I just kind of, I'm glass collecting and I want more, but, you know, I'm not really kind of, you know, there's not really any opportunities, there's no jobs. You know, I haven't done particularly well in school. You know, there's not really any jobs for people like me. Again, belief. So what he done was he applied for a job in a bank and got the job in the bank and spent about a year or so on the tills, on the cash registers, and as a teller or whatever. And he then worked his way up the ranks to become a financial advisor, selling financial products. Now, whether he was a good salesman or whether he wasn't was by the by, but he'd done all right his first year. He made £100,000 commission in his first year as a financial advisor. Now, you know, I don't know what everyone's financial stance is in this room today, so whether you think that's much or whether you think that's little, it's kind of by the by. But for him, that was bucket loads. That was more money than he ever dreamed he would ever make in his life. So you see, something triggered in his brain, and he says, I'm a success. So literally, within the space of 12 months, this guy, it wasn't that he was any more successful than what he'd ever been. Yeah, he'd made more money, he'd sold more stuff, but he was doing more things. He was doing things differently. He'd made some changes. But the progress that he'd made was actually in his thinking, because he now believed that he was a success. He believed that he was a success. He thought that he was a success. He thought, I'd like to be a success. Then he took some actions because he got excited about thinking about being a success. He took some actions that got him the results that reaffirmed his initial thoughts. I'm a success. And this guy now travels the world circuit, personal development, all this sort of thing, multi-billionaire, millionaire, all that kind of stuff. But the same principle applies. You see, what you think, you feel. You know, if you're wondering where these negative emotions and feelings are coming from, well, what are you thinking about? Really, what is it you're thinking about? Because that's triggering the emotions that you feel, be them good, be them bad. We don't often question the good, happy feelings, but we do question, and we don't want the negative, unhappy emotions to be there, do we? No, we don't, we never do, and no one does. So the emotions will produce an action, and the action will produce and determine the outcome. And the outcome will just simply affirm or reaffirm or null and void the initial thought that we had. And this is how beliefs are formed. So if we're talking about progress here, self-esteem is based about who you believe that you are, what you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself right here in the present. It's the real, who you are right now today. Self-concept is very, very different though. Who knows what self-concept is? Does anyone know? What self-concept is, it's kind of your ideal, you know? It's this person, this ideal you. It's the person you could be, you should be, you'd love to be, you'd like to be, you'd rather be, you ought to be. It's this kind of ideal version of you. It's the best possible version of you. It's the perfect you. So you where all the life areas, everything's in balance, everything's synced, relationships are awesome, dream job, dream career, dream bank balance, everything is just perfect. Self-concept. But here's where the conflict lies. Here's where the conflict lies. Because it's kind of like this double-mindedness. Has anyone ever felt that argument going on inside of their heads? Should I? Shouldn't I? Oh, I should! Like Margaret's bird, poor little Tweety. Oh, I could go for the freedom, I could go for the birdies and the birdie babies and the berries and the flies and the mosquitoes and all this stuff here, but what about Margaret? Oh, the security. Oh, but what about the freedom? Well, The self-concept was freedom, wasn't it? It excited him. Do you know what? He lowered his tone when he talked about Margaret. Oh, but Margaret looks after me, and I've got the security, and I've got the stuff that I want, and, you know, I've got my bird seed every day, and the mirrors, and the bells, and the whistles, and all that kind of stuff. And it's nice, but it's still not freedom. It's still not freedom. And this is self-concept, and this is what we're really going for. Because, you see, security, significance, and value is what sets you free. When you are secure in who you are as a human being, when you are completely confident in your significance as a human being, based upon your value for others, and that only comes from when you know who you truly are. So self-concept, who you could be, who you should be, who you'd love to be, who you'd like to be, who you ought to be, who you maybe, you know, would like to be someday, it's the ideal. Could I have two volunteers for 1 second? Two volunteers for 1 second, just to demonstrate something. Okay. No? Danny, hop along. Anyone that's got two legs? No? That's cool. Danny and Steve, thanks for volunteering. Hey, Steve, good on you. All right. Here we go. So, here we are, two strapping young men, two strapping guys. Going to demonstrate something here today, right? I'm going to demonstrate where conflict comes from. Conflict, all right, being any negative emotion that you experience in your life. Any negative emotion. Yeah, we've already talked about them stemming from your thoughts, the stuff that you think, but I'm going to kind of show how this works now. Because the theme is tonight going beyond the New Year's resolutions and making progress in life, not just merely making changes or getting more stuff. We're talking about making progress. So, you see, how progress kind of works, all right, if I just draw you guys together, all right, and we're going to pretend you guys, maybe you could hold hands.
We've got to hold hands,
right? Yeah, I think that would be nice. Should they hold hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys hold hands, all right? I'm going to stand here. Okay, so if anyone's experienced...
I feel quite emotional right now.
Quite emotional right now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's okay. Just don't cry. There's going to be time for crying later on, honestly. Okay, so if anyone's experienced double-mindedness, you know, the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on the other? You know, should I? Shouldn't I? Could I? Oh, couldn't I? Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Well, I'd like to, but... Oh, get the cat, get the bird! All that sort of thing, like Tom and Jerry, like that kind of stuff. Okay, so here's the two voices. Here's the two voices arguing, debating with one another. So what we're wanting to do is we want to make progress in life. We want to move forward. But we're feeling bad because we're not moving forward. So what we've kind of got is, if we just separate you for a second. What the two voices are, here we have self-esteem, and here we have self-concept. And here's where the battle is. Lies. All right, guns at the ready. Here we go. We're going for it now. Self-esteem feels absolutely, pardon my French, shit about himself. He feels crap about himself. He's not really confident in who he is. He's, you know, he looks at his life and it's just not where it should be. It's not where he'd like it to be. Things just haven't kind of worked out in all the areas. Life's not perfect. I feel bad about myself. All this kind of thing. But what's he looking at? Why is he feeling so bad? Well, the reason that he's looking so bad is because he's looking at self-concept. Future. Remember the timeline? Self-concept, you're awesome. Go on, get a twirl, be a dodgy knee. Okay, or just hop around or something like that, like a ballerina. Okay, so here we go. He dances like a ballerina anyway, you don't you? All right, so here he is, self-concept. Self-concept's awesome. He's living that perfect life. He's absolutely got it all going on, and he does. He does. He's got the relationships. He's happily married. He's got that gravestone, that tombstone. He's not happy because he's dead, because that's who he is. He's an awesome guy. All life areas are just working out swell, peachy, rosy, and all these kinds of things. But self-esteem in the present feels shit because he's looking to this point in the future and he's just not there yet. So you see, the amount of progress that he knows he needs to make in his life is going to determine the extent of the crisis that he experiences. And when I'm talking about crisis, I mean this could be low self-esteem. It could be low confidence. He has low self-esteem about who he is in the present because of who he wants to be at some point in the future. And he's not that person yet. There's a big gap. Call it envy. Call it what you want. He feels pretty bad about himself. Low confidence because he doesn't feel good enough right here in the present. Depressed. He can also get depressed. Why? Because things just haven't quite worked out the way that he wanted them to be. Anxious. Anxiety also fits in here. Why? Because he's looking to the future, looking at something that he hasn't yet achieved. It's quite a traumatic experience for the poor guy, self-esteem. So, progress. Okay, what we kind of have is we've got self-esteem here, and we've got self-concept here. Self-concept's the ideal who he is. Self-esteem's how he feels about who he is. And you see, he can make as many changes in his life as what he wants. He can, you know, eat better. He can, you know, go for a jog once, twice a week, get a new job, perhaps make some more money. You know, build a new business, start a new initiative, get a new wife if the old one's kind of seen better days, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'm not saying that she does. She's a lovely lady. She truly is. All right, I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay, so basically, he can make changes. He can make changes. But remember the rot. The problem with change is just stay where you're at, self-concept. The problem with change is, yeah, he's changing his circumstances and he's changing stuff in his present, but he's not moving forward in life. He's not moving forward in life. The only way he's going to move forward in his life is by becoming more, getting his life into balance, understanding that he needs to be more for other people. He needs to become secure in his identity, who he truly is. Because you see, if he becomes secure in his identity, who he truly is, he will understand fully his value in the world based upon his significance, levels of significance in the eyes of others. So you see, as he becomes secure in who he is, he can start stepping forward with more boldness and confidence and actually go on this journey of progress to becoming who it is that he really wants to be. Give each other a hug. There we go. Unity, oneness. Call it what you want. Good on you guys. That's it.